Listen to this, just listen to this, just listen to this, just listen to this.
Sleep time's over, Kevin the Catalyst, DJ Zach Morse. Yes. Trying to think of a rap right now.
Ain't got the chorus.
AJ, nothing but a number.
I was trying to rhyme up.
No, chorus, what is that?
You gotta do that.
What are
you
Chiali,
yes, rest in jail.
No, he got out a long time ago, bro. And he actually did a track, I think with AJ, if I remember. But it was dope. It was pretty dope. Chiali got man bars.
He's like 50 right now?
No, he was younger than us.
Okay,
when we were listening to him, so he's gotta be
35.
At least 35.
Right,
but he caught a case because he shot his
baby mama's
dad
uncle,
no, boyfriend or something.
He shot somebody.
Yeah. It's just crazy to think, little Chiali. Yeah. Anyway, speaking of that, this is season 8, episode 1.
And the title for this
is working title, 40 ounce for breakfast.
Oh gosh. Shout out Blackalicious on that one.
40 ounce for breakfast.
And why is it called 40 ounce for breakfast? Is there any tie into anything? Is there something?
You know what's funny? Like, I don't know if I gotta recall the lyrics. No, I looked at it as like, well, you know, you're broken, you poor, so that's all you really have is your old 40 ounce, right?
Okay, well, speaking of old 40. I just happened to turn age,
hey,
which is probably why you got the name 40 Ounce for Breakfast. Thanks a lot, bro.
Shout out.
If I wanted to toot a horn or air horn, I turned 40.
Hey, there we go.
Yes, so there we go. That's probably why. So, good for you on that. Good for you.
Happy birthday, bro. Happy birthday.
Oh, thanks. Thank you. And your anniversary was on Sunday?
Sunday, bro. Big Dirty Dozen.
Been married 12 years, huh?
Woohoo! Time flies, bro. It flies.
Oh. Not the old ball and chain?
Nah, it might be just the ball. No chain.
It could be something with that.
Okay, rolling.
Wonderful.
Rolling balls.
Wonderful. Well,
oh, rolling balls, cuz.
Well, this is a great intro to a week off.
Oh, you went EDC, rolling balls.
This is just going fantastically. So, yes, we had a big recap here. Coming of age things.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Coming of age. We're getting older.
Getting older.
I don't know about why.
Yes, my guy.
Okay. You take that for what it's worth. What is the recap?
Before we do the recap.
Oh, here we go.
Since we started this first episode of season 8, we have to thank our sponsors.
How about it? Okay, yes.
Earl Kaimuki. First of all, thank you for sponsoring the Doomsday.
Yes.
Beautiful, lovely sandwiches. Remember, they're opening a new location.
Kaka'ako
in the most, I don't know what.
Is it going to be where Down to Earth is?
I think it's right down the block.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That
new area is all still being built, so yeah. I don't think that's where he's going.
I passed by. Yeah, I think when I passed by, he was yet to be opened. There's a sign, and I got to the stop, the four-way stop, and then I seen Down to Earth. So I think they're opening today or this week, Down to Earth.
Down to Earth opened last week. Whole Foods opens.
Whole Foods.
On the day we tape record, right. Wednesday. They are open right now.
So Whole Foods is opening in Kaka'ako.
Yes.
So now we have to have Sky go to 3 Whole Foods.
And see if we can pick up a girl.
Decide which one knows about J Dilla and MF Doom.
Slim to none, bro. Because if you think about it, this is a gamble for Whole Foods. Whole Foods, we equal to, who do we equal to? The Howleys.
Oh, yeah.
And the Howleys, they love Kahala with the Chinese.
Yeah.
The Howleys live and love Kailua.
Yeah.
But will the Howleys migrate to Kaka'ako? The local people might be
the local
more
people
so.
Cannot afford Kaka'ako.
Correct. So therefore, you're going to have more Chinese.
Yeah. Oh, a lot more Chinese.
More retirees.
Yeah.
They're not going to go to Whole Foods. It's taking a gamble, much like Down Earth.
Yeah.
All the hippies aren't going to go over there.
That's why I say you go Kailua. Sky got to go Kailua with the tote bag. And he will meet people. He will meet women that know J Dilla and MF Doom.
You'll meet women, but you don't know kind of women.
Well, as long as they know, right?
Like socially awkward women.
Yeah, bro. Hip hop, what you expect, bro?
Well, exactly. Nobody look at you in the eye.
Bro, yeah. I mean, do you know any stable women that like MF Doom and J Dilla?
Well, stable women, that's a question, huh? Let's go into that first. Stable women.
Well,
I'm just saying, well, as far as the women who like the rap music.
No disrespect.
Yeah, well, slim to none. Okay.
Okay.
Slim to none. Right. So Whole Foods in Kakaako is a gamble, I'm saying.
Yeah.
Down Earth is a gamble.
Right.
Earl Kakaako, not a gamble.
Oh, so he wanted to go to Earl Kakaako and open and stand over there. You know, Jay Dilla.
Well, I'm just saying as far as like money making.
Oh, okay.
As far as Sky and his dating life, yeah. I don't really know where to go to. That's a whole other thing. That might be an endless bottomless pit.
Ladies, he's a good guy. Good guy.
He's a good guy, but
get you drunk too.
That's a great sign. Okay.
Cosby.
Yeah, shout out Cosby. All I'm just saying. Earl Kakaako coming soon.
Yeah.
Square Barrels is already in downtown.
Square Barrels, yep.
Square Barrels, you guys got to go down there. We should do some kind of a thing. I got an idea.
Is that where?
I got an idea. Oh, it's like this, right?
You can see the light bulb.
Okay. I raise my eyebrow.
Yeah, when we get our budget up, and then we can have a light bulb. Bing.
Good luck with that. I'm just saying we're gonna discuss the future drawing, the future contest, the future giveaway. Okay. We're gonna get in one in just a moment. But what if we had a contest where you go to Square Barrels and you take a picture of yourself eating at Square Barrels?
Okay.
Send the picture to us.
Right.
And then they get something. What do you think they should get?
I did it to Square Barrels, bruh.
They get to go back.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's no brainer.
We'll keep this. We'll work on it.
That's a freestyle. This is a freestyle topic. This is like a live meeting.
Live meet and greet, bruh.
Exactly.
Who's the minutes, bruh?
I don't have the minutes.
Who's signing the minutes?
The guy.
Anyway.
Step boy. Shout out to Square Barrels.
Boy, I heard that in a while.
Shout out to season one.
We gave up, Stat Boy.
Yeah. Honolulu Club.
Honolulu Club.
Okay, the club floor, of Honolulu. Bro. The seventh floor.
The only club in Honolulu anymore.
That, I think, might be the only club that says the word club in it.
Mm.
There's no other place that says club.
Right.
It could be totally wrong.
Right.
But they have the place seventh floor.
Right.
And if you ask us where the seventh floor is, we're going to punch you out, bro.
There you go, bro. Don't be porgy on us.
Exactly. The lounge is there. Thank you all for
you know what's funny? I seen a lot of people that we know, not a lot, a good handful, that went to visit our friend, the Lord.
Really?
Ah.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
I've seen people so
at highbrow.
Hey, I guess it's working what we do.
Apparently. Highbrow Room actually had people come from the show.
I've seen people post pictures. I'm like, people that would never think they would go there.
So you see what we're doing here?
Yeah.
You see everyone listening? Do you see, sir?
I don't see. That's why I got my sunglasses, bro.
Well, you know where you was once blind, now you can see.
Oh.
Okay, let me tell you. We're diversifying
the
demographic. We're diversifying the people.
Right.
We're moving away
mixing
from the hip-hop.
Mixing them up, bro.
Yeah,
mixing them up.
The hip-hop peepers need to grow.
Hip-hop peepers, bro. Okay. Need to be hip-hop.
All these hip-hoppers.
Reapers. Reapers is dead, so. Peepers, hip-hop. Leapers.
Stop trying to rhyme, bro. Peepers, because I'm saying this right now. We need to diversify. We need to grow.
The hip-hop peepers.
The group of people, right?
Yeah.
As much as the people want to talk about Infinity War, they may want to go out.
Yeah.
You know, they may want to do something else. Right. So shout out to all of those guys.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff to recap. Yeah.
So anyway, I want to get that out of the way and just big up all our sponsors.
Yes.
So moving along, I guess the big thing was... I went to see Infinity Wars.
Right. We both did.
Yeah. I watched it twice.
And tell the people out there why you watched it twice immediately.
I don't know if I talked about this on the show before. My theory. So this is my married with kids life hack.
Right.
Okay. So what you do is you watch it by yourself. If you are man enough to. Because, you know, some people are still like, you watch movies by yourself.
You know,
get over it, bro. You're not 16 years old, and who cares about your image?
Who cares?
You want to go in there, get the best seat you can because you're by yourself, eat whatever you like, and get out.
Well, reserve the ticket.
Oh, yeah, get the ticket, yeah. But I'm just saying, so watch it twice. So what I do is I tell my kids, I book the tickets for the weekend, right? You go online, bang, bingo, bangles.
Yeah.
Then after that, the night of the premiere, I usually go to Mililani or somewhere on the west side. Since I only need one seat.
Right.
I go online, I get them,
right.
Put the kids to sleep, say, hey, daddy, go to Walmart, grab some stuff. I usually do that.
Really?
Yeah.
That's your excuse?
Yeah, I just be like, I got to, because I always got to get stuff for the shop, right?
Okay. You know,
like supplies, tape, and stuff like that.
Right. Mills.
It's Mills. So I go over there, 11:15, showing by myself, sit right between the two couples, shake hands, say, hey, you guys doing? You guys doing the kind? Touch kind of.
You go, huh?
And they be like,
They don't like talk to you because they're all awkward over there.
I don't have a good story like your nerd story.
Well, I got a story regarding
mine. Oh, bruh. So I went there, watched it. Great. Then with the kids on Saturday, so I gotta hold my tongue in the house, right?
Okay.
Saturday, go watch it again.
Yeah.
Another great one. This time the wifey came because she likes Black Panther.
Okay.
She never watched any other Marvel stuff.
But she likes Black Panther.
She watched Black Panther, and then she's like, "Oh, I want to watch this one." I was like, "Whoa."
Okay.
Then in the end, she's just like confused, shocked.
Of course.
She's like, and I was like, "Well, that's kind of what happens in a cartoon, you know, in a cartoon with the comics." So.
Right.
I mean, it is kind of shocking. You're kind of sad for Peter, you know what I mean? You're like, oh, well, man.
Spoilers, by the way.
And you never see him by now. I don't know what's wrong with
you. If you never see him by now, you waste time.
Yeah, you're not part of the 5 billion.
So, spoilers. So, if you complain, shut up. So, yeah. So, you saw it twice.
Yeah,
and
great.
Then you can take the kid Shishi.
Yes.
Then
so, you take the reason why I go second is because Shishi, doo-doo, popcorn, refill.
Right.
Stomach ache, too much candy. Right. You gotta
Shishi
walk
break,
around,
vomit kind of, break.
You know, all that stuff.
Dry break.
But I've seen it already, yeah. So I don't have to worry about it. Correct. And then I can pick up other things that I missed when I did my own Shishi break.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, very good.
So a little dad hack for you guys, or mom hack.
There you go. So yes. And then, well, I guess I'll just go right into, you went to see it twice. Yeah. I'm going to see it for a second time tonight.
Oh, nice.
As we record Wednesday.
By yourself or with homies? Or?
I'm going to take, okay, so let's backtrack to the first time I went.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm not a big Marvel person.
Right.
Okay. I mean, quite frankly, it's fun. I get it. Yeah, I get the characters. Yeah. But, you know what I mean? I'm not a virgin. So basically, I'm going to go and I'm just going to enjoy... You know, as a casual fan,
right?
But I got caught up in this whole thing, and I understand who Thanos.
Yeah.
It's Thanos, right?
Yeah, Thanos, tomato, lettuce.
Potatoes. So I go in there. I say I'm gonna reserve Ward Theater, the Titan Lux.
Yeah.
Reserve 10 a.m.
That's the one.
I go Monday morning, 10 a.m. I was like, nobody's gonna be there. I mean, maybe the most unemployed. You know, nerd, virgin, never kissed a girl.
Guaranteed,
will probably be there sitting next to me eating popcorn.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to deal with it.
A lot of seats open in the theater sitting next to you.
No problem, of course. So I go at 10 a.m. The theater is packed.
Wow, bro. Okay?
Everybody's there. Everybody, all the demographics are represented. The young people, the old people.
Wow.
Maybe some FOBs look like. I don't know who they were, but they were all in there. And I go to the theater itself. Auditorium 10 is the Titan Lux, FYI. Packed.
Wow.
And of course, my seat thinking is I go all the way to the back of the theater.
Right.
The back corner.
Okay.
Because then I could easily get in and out.
Yeah.
And then restroom is right behind me.
Oh.
So I can go Shishi real quick. Shishi, shoot him in. And then I go.
Shoot him.
Minute tops.
Right.
So I'm sitting there. I'm just watching all these people coming in. And then, of course, you got this one token guy. He's got all kinds of snacks.
Oh, hey,
popcorn.
Bigger dude? Skinny dude?
Of course he's a bigger dude.
Oh, okay.
So nobody working out at Infinity War, bro. So they're going to go. They get the popcorn. He's got the furikake. He's got ice cream.
Whoa.
He's got this big thing. He's carrying like a potato.
Cream in the movies, bro. I cannot.
Oh, you go tell brother. He's got this big sack of things. It looks like he's carrying a satchel, a fanny pack. And he's got ice cream. He's got the hot dogs. He's got all this stuff. And he plops the seat, not directly next to me, but the seat next to me.
Okay, yeah.
And... off you go. Start chewing away, bro. Wow. Chewing away.
Jam him.
So while that was going on, I got about 20 minutes before. I'm like, you know what? Okay, this brother eating. I might as well go get something to eat.
Right.
Because I usually just get a Diet Coke.
Okay.
To get me, like, keep me alert.
Yeah.
I go back down to concession stand. I go to concession stand. I tell her, can get hot dog going. I try to, because she was local.
Oh, local. Yeah. Gotta flip.
And then she goes, did you know Monday is $2 hot dog day?
Oh,
I'm like, I did it.
Score.
So, you know, if you get $2 hot dogs, you get two of them, there's still less than one hot dog. I'm like, oh, okay, I didn't know. So they was, well, what'd you like to do? Just get, you know what, we get two. Why don't we get two? Huh? Yeah, that's right, that's what I'm talking about. And she's selling this to me really well, so she must get commission, I don't know.
Oh.
So I got the two hot dogs.
Yeah.
They're small hot dogs.
Oh.
No inside joke there. Yeah. And I just get the two hot dogs, I go back, sit next to brother, he's chewing away, chewing.
You're gonna ask, hey, bud, like some popcorn?
I don't want to talk to him.
Give me feel.
It was odd.
Oh.
Odd characters in there. Then when the movie starts, he's laughing literally at every single moment of the movie.
Bruh.
Everything, he's laughing. Everything. Somebody make, he laughing.
Ah, that's the worst.
Somebody not make, he laughing. So I don't know what his deal, but he had a lot of food. He wasn't officially done with the food until maybe about hour or two.
Wow.
Nonstop. Chewing. Gained at least 5 pounds.
Wow.
So I'm like, is this what the nerds do? I mean, really? So... that was the first half. Then I go at two bathroom breaks. I timed it, so it was literally 1 minute.
Oh, okay.
Because you've been to Ward, right?
Yeah.
You've been to the second floor. They have a restroom, and you go up there, and the restroom's right there.
The second one's a secret, like that.
Yeah, secret. You run in, shoot them.
Shoot them out, shoot them in.
Wipe.
Yeah, wipe.
Don't just run out. I mean, there's a thing with that. You gotta just at least wipe.
Yeah.
And then, right? And then at the end of the movie, okay, we, you know, the ending is what it is. Yeah. Everybody quiet. Everybody
crying,
sad.
Sniffly.
Piss off.
Man.
The guy that ate all the stuff, he left immediately.
What?
He didn't even want to see the end of credits scene. He just said, forget it, I'm going to get some more food.
We're going to make doodoo, bro.
Probably. Good call. And then that was it. And that was Monday morning.
Wow.
So I go back tonight. And then I'm taking the wife.
Oh, hey. Is she into this stuff? No.
Not at all.
Okay.
So then she's like, we have to watch all the 18 movies. I'm like, we don't have time to watch all the 18 movies, bro. So I'm like, so we watched Ragnarok.
That's great. I like
Monday. That was great. That's four mics.
Okay.
Watch Civil War.
Yeah, I like
four
Civil
mics.
War. Yeah.
She saw the two Guardians.
I like Guardians 1, Guardians 2.
Yeah. She didn't see Spider-Man. I saw Spider-Man.
Homecoming. I like
you like that one?
Yeah, bro. Okay. That was good.
We did not see Doctor Strange.
That's a little bit like highly intellectual.
Oh, really?
It's just way more like wordy.
Really?
Yeah. It's not as like.
What do you mean?
Cornball-y, like Ragnarok. It's like way more, because you're talking about time and space and ethereal
science.
Time clocks. And
the
guardian of the chambers and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, like the full school and I am.
Yeah,
school.
Pretty much. That's what, right. Yeah. Yeah. Like Game of Thrones, but Marvel.
Don't forget it.
I mean, no, it's not, but you know, I mean, people know what I mean. Like, you watch that, it's not like, I mean, there's funny parts, but it's not going to be like instantly, like, you know.
Oh,
you know, like Thor. I'm Thor. Oh, yeah, I'll beat you up. You know,
but it was comical, that Ragnarok one.
Oh, that's great. Yeah,
they're making fun of themselves and all that.
Yeah,
that's
good.
So that's what we're going to be going into tonight. So I wanted to see it again. I told her, hurry up.
Good.
So let's go. And
did you watch all the Captain Americas?
Okay, yeah, saw the first one.
Okay.
Did not see Winter Soldier, but then saw Civil War.
Oh, yeah.
But then we had to explain, you know, who was Winter Soldier, the guy, Bucky.
Yeah. Boy,
Bucky Dent, whatever the guy's name.
Bucky.
It's not Bucky Dent. But so we're caught up for the most
that's good, yeah.
Part, I guess. I don't know.
Chell's only seen Black Panther.
That's amazing.
And then she went into this, had to explain a bunch of things. Where's Buddy? The kind for? Why this guy? Where this guy? This guy?
That must have been tired.
Yeah, you know, it is, but the fact she went is good, you know, okay. Good for the kids, you know.
Well, good.
But she doesn't want to go to Solo.
She does not want to go to Solo. Yeah. Well, she doesn't watch any Star Wars, right?
Yeah. So it's me and the kids, bro, which I don't mind. And I'm going to do the dad hack again. Anyway, moving along. So I will give this 4.5 mics.
Really?
Yeah.
4.5. Wow.
I liked it a lot, man.
Okay, well, I give it 4.
Because I didn't have to think at all. Just watch.
Well, there's a...
We're gonna you know what? I'm going to think 4 now because of CG.
What?
Because the...
Okay, the CGI.
The CGI, yeah.
That was kind of waste time.
Yeah, I kind of got caught up in just the storyline, all the heroes.
Yes.
But now when I think about it, and you said, oh, wow, and it clicked. Why? Initially, I wanted 4.
Right.
Because of CGI.
The CGI and...
Too much.
And there's a preview of this at the end of this episode. We did the Infinity War Geek Special.
Oh, hey.
Did that just the other night.
Hey.
With Mr. Sky.
Yeah.
Cameron, the man who
he must have geeked out on this,
bro. Right, it's either that or picking up a girl, and he decided to go and tell me the full thorough investigation of Infinity War. So we talked about that.
This is good traffic listening.
Right. So we talked about the CGI and how it was bad and how Thanos' guys looked bad. And then David Banner in the armor looked bad.
Oh, yeah.
That looked like Photoshop.
Yeah.
Spell One could do better.
Right?
Bro. All right. That's coming up later.
Yeah, moving along. We lost our first game, for anybody that cares. I just want to keep it consistent, you know what I mean? People want to know, you know, I don't know if people want to know.
Do you get any feedback regarding that? Does anybody
Only one guy, like, hey, you know what, you got to do these for the kids. Nah, nobody know, but you know what, you listen to this podcast because you're listening for us, right? So,
I guess.
I'm not going to be like, oh, nothing happened. You know, like, it's going to be like, bro, I lost, bro.
Well, it's become a running thing. Okay,
4-1, bro.
So you're 4-1.
Got blown out.
Blown out by who? What's the team name?
The Celtics, bro.
Forget it. Forget it. Rubbish.
They had a lot of good players.
Okay.
And not players that could play better.
Yeah.
But players at this age, 9 and 10, if they just know where to go and how to play defense, meaning never leave their man, they're already a better team. Yeah. Because you get a lot of doo-doo-doos, you know?
Yeah.
Space cases, like, for the angels in the sky.
Right, they're texting while they play.
Bruh!
They got their phone with them while they play.
If they could have their phone, they would.
Right.
But so, like, you know, I got a couple guys that's just, like, still trying to figure out the game.
Yeah.
But the other team, man, they had some lockdown defenders, bruh.
So they knew what they were doing.
They weren't, like, the best offensive scorers. But when you got... Like one or three offensive people, and the rest can just basically follow the players everywhere and lock them down. You can
Okay. Yeah,
so we lost handily.
How many more games we got?
We have 3 more games, so we can end up being 7-1.
7-1. That's a great
percentage. So, I mean,
that's
yeah, we blew out the last 2 teams. Okay. I think my team got comfortable.
So you can't put your foot on the pedal.
But the thing is, I mean, one thing I've noticed is like you can't, once you go to the game, it's pretty much, as a coach, it's like whatever's already.
Really?
You can yell and say what to do, if they don't know what to do, they don't know what to do.
Right.
Because it's up to them to win the game.
Well, that comes down to just the practices. You just got to put in work, as they say.
Yeah. So anyway, if anybody cares, we lost it. So anniversary was great. We had a little. Chelsea had to go in for a little thingy, but she's been getting better. Thank you for everybody for the well wishes.
There you go. Yes.
Anniversary. Okay. What do? We did nothing really.
You guys didn't go anywhere. No. Oh, are you guys planning to go somewhere?
Yes. When she gets better, we're planning to go somewhere.
Is it a surprise or can you announce this right now?
No, right now it's just kind of one of those ones. I mean, there's a few places I was thinking of, but I mean, we'll see.
Well, what are these places? Maybe I can help you out.
No, I'll talk to you later about that.
I wanted to get that out on the air. Okay, fine, forget it.
No, because she's going to listen to these and be like, oh, okay.
Does she listen to this?
She does, bro.
Oh, thanks. Shout out, Chelsea.
She said, never mind already, you. Know she tells me, why do I even listen to you guys?
You know what, Chelsea? I got some things to tell you. Okay, but yes,
that's pretty much it for my 2-week thing and Big Island blowing up right now. And our homegirl Malika Lincoln is on the scene. Make sure you follow her.
You know you know how insane that Big Island thing is.
Bro, that's crazy. I mean, that's pure lava.
Now this is not going to happen. I'm just saying it's a far fetched thing. But you realize if the island were to go down and sink,
yeah.
We're done.
Yeah, we're screwed.
Right. You know.
Yeah, the water levels will rise and we're power.
We got to live tantless. So, tantless, we get shot. But what if the island would break in half?
That's what I was thinking too.
And you have like the Great Bridge of Hilo.
Wow.
And then you could put the rail on there. You could get the super ferry. Dust off the super ferry. Get them. You know, the Howleys will approve the super ferry now.
You know what's crazy is, okay, this is a crazy observation. Majority of people that live in that area was all Howleys.
That's off the grid, guys.
But it's all like Howleys that basically like rooted their family for the past like 30 years.
Yeah, right. And they have no internet. They have
like
no nothing.
Local Howley kind. Like they still think it's the kind of Vietnam War kind.
Well, what is the deal with Leilani Estates? Like what gets you in there? Is there a certain qualification?
I don't know, but a lot of them was like, we knew we're on a volcano. So it's like,
Well, these are straight living off the land.
I think it's water catchment, right? Yeah, right. They have electricity, so they gotta have internet. You know what I mean? You can have internet everywhere nowadays.
I guess. But
I'm just tripping out, man. Like,
I don't know.
It's about bottom pedal is like shoots.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a funny thing, but it's one of those ones I always think about. New Orleans, right?
Right.
And Tornado Alley in the Midwest. You know, New Orleans will flood in the next 20 years.
Right.
Guaranteed.
Like San Francisco will go and crack
from the earthquake. Yeah. Well, if that happens, it's dead monkey. That's straight monkey style.
There's things that you're saying that will... that.
But things that repeat, right? Like tornadoes will always repeat, you know, in these flatland areas, right? And people still build their houses.
Tornadoes.
Right. Yeah. Then there's New Orleans, there's certain places that flood all the time.
Right.
But they still build their house again. I don't know if that's the resiliency or just the stupidity of humans.
I'm
not saying Big Island, but in general.
I don't know if it's stupidity. It just means like that's their home, and it's like we're living on this island here. Hurricane could come right now, take down Oahu.
That's true.
I mean, look at Kauai, got the flooding.
That's
Big Island got this.
Yeah, you're right.
What is Oahu do? Is Molokai next?
Nothing
next?
Happens on Molokai.
Well, lucky them.
Didn't get Wakanda over there, bro.
They probably got secret ships. But I'm just saying, like we're victim of circumstance.
Yeah, I guess.
So. There's nothing really.
What about the time? What about the things where it's like consistent though? It's like boom, a boom, a boom. Okay. An island is an island. We're screwed no matter what, right? So there's no real like no matter where we go on an island, you're just screwed.
Okay, so.
But like in these big land masses.
Yeah.
Where like basically every generation of your family got flooded out.
Yeah.
Or a tornado hit your house. Like, wouldn't it be smarter to maybe like to be move, like, maybe we'll go to Montana
and
deal with the snow?
Is that a culmination of Kauai people then? Because Kauai seems to be the most cursed island.
Bro, that bugger is.
But then who comes over to Oahu? We talked about this. A lot of people from Kauai moved to Oahu.
Mm.
I mean, I don't know if it's because of the weather. But we see a lot of people from Kauai. I know a lot of guys from Kauai who moved over here.
All young guys, though.
All young guys.
Yeah, when they come old, they go back.
Maybe. But they all take service industry job, what have you. Go to school, what have you. But
you talk to any of your Kauaians?
Regarding the flooding?
Yeah.
Everybody seems to be okay, and the people I know. But there's a lot of people that live there to move.
Kauai is up north, right? So that's like the first place to get hit, right? Pretty much.
Yeah.
So Kauai and then the Hilo area.
Yeah.
Hilo. Yeah. There's like basically the ends, right?
Right.
So they're catching everything.
Right.
So pretty much if you move to Hawaii, you move to Oahu.
I guess.
Or Maui, maybe.
And then don't maybe.
Oh, Maui had a flood too, though.
Wait, exactly. So, okay. So you look at things like this. Common sense things. Don't live by a mountain. Yeah. Buy a house, don't buy a mountain. Get falling rocks, right?
Yeah.
Don't get beachfront property in certain areas. Maybe Hawaii, Kaha'ala.
Yeah.
Something's going to happen. So the real thing, you got to live in town, live in the city.
Waikiki, bro. There you go, bro.
Waikiki is where it is, bro.
You just got to go Micronesia.
Yeah.
And you got to go Korea Moku, bro.
Korea Moku, Micro Moku.
That's all you got to know.
Papakulea, Mobera. Yeah,
Mobera. All
that. Stay in town.
You go over there, you put down the tea leaf with the offering at the foot of the bridge at Papakulea so the Hawaiians will bother you.
You can do that. I'm not going to do that. That's all you, bro.
But I don't need to do that.
I don't want any
I get the pass already, bro. Hawaiian.
The night marchers talked to me last night. They said, forget it.
Oh,
so
wow.
All I'm saying,
so blessed.
Live in town. Stay away. Town's dangerous too, but condo living, I think, is the next thing too. Live in a condo, bro. Don't get a house in town.
Yeah.
People can drop the fence. They're going to go make shishi in your yard. Doodoo in your yard.
Steal VCR.
Steal VCR. Spit at you. You know, so rules of the game.
Oh, but anyway, let's go on a positive note. Yeah. On a positive note.
Yes.
Okay.
Here we go.
Hawaii. Shout out to Hawaii, bro. When there's crisis.
Yeah.
Everybody bands together.
Right.
Like, man, it's amazing on Kauai.
Everybody's good
on
people.
Yeah, and on the Big Island.
Yeah.
Right out rallying together.
Yeah.
Like, people donating stuff. Everybody looking out for each other's back. Okay, being that's more country, right? Kauai and Big Island.
Yeah.
Okay, it's country. So country is way more like, oh, how's it about? Like, oh, yeah, you know, auntie down in 5 houses down. Yeah. Okay, we're on Oahu, okay? Let's say Kaka'ako. Developed, right?
Yeah.
Show people Chinese from all over the place.
Yeah.
All kind of tourists coming. Boom. Disaster happens. Will that happen? What's happening on Kauai and the Big Island for certain places on Oahu?
If something were to happen disastrous in Kaka'ako specifically?
Yeah.
Okay. The big flood of Kaka'ako or the big disaster.
Let's just say something happens, bro.
Okay. On the surface of that, being that is a new development.
Yeah.
And half of those condos are empty or part-time people.
Right.
Half of them not even going to know what happened.
Huh.
And then because of that, the people that actually do live there will be screwed. And you will probably have some of what outreach, but not in the same outreach of
the country.
Not even close.
I think let's say on the west side, Waianae, I guarantee what happened.
Yeah.
Same thing as Kauai and Bigaya.
Of course.
On the Laie side, guarantee. Waimanalo, guarantee. Maybe Wahewa, North Shore, I think even would happen. I just think town.
Okay, so,
No one cares.
No, which is, okay, what leads to this. Okay, like if you talk about natural disaster always seems to hit these kind of countryside stereotypes.
But they band together, bro.
But they band together, right. So if you want to talk about a city-specific disaster, a city-specific problem.
There you go, city-specific.
How will the city react to this?
How will Hawaii react?
Okay, let's put it hypothetically, the zombie outbreak happens. Zombies coming. The Galakaka'ako homeless, they all get infected, they become zombies.
Oh, bro,
okay?
Guaranteed.
That's 100 guys.
Guaranteed.
100 of those guys going to go walk into Dave and Buster's, Whole Foods.
Look for Jimmy Taco.
Earth. They're going to tell Jimmy Taco, where is your taco? And they're going to eat there. They're going to scratch. They're going to go all over the place, eat everybody. And then all the people going to go crazy. All those people are not going to help each other out.
Oh, yeah.
And then you're going to have a small riot.
Yeah, no. Yeah,
and then people that have guns are going to shoot at any kind of people.
That's true,
And you're going to have chaos, and it's going to be led from the homeless population that is being growing.
Yeah.
And it's in Kaka'ako.
So, bro, you better get in your car, come to the west side, because you know what we're going to do? We're going to put a barrier up.
The Great Barrier of
Great Barrier, bro. We'll maybe start it from
the real 94 block.
Maybe make it from the stadium.
Okay.
Cut them off right there. I make them big barrier. You trying to come into the west side? I got to do like T-cell virus, check your eyeballs, all that.
Well, you know, Los Stadium ain't the strongest of structure.
I'm going to build something over there. You know?
Well, all I'm saying, if patient zero is in Kaka'ako.
Bro, Imagine everybody did.
Okay, you see, we see Hungry Hungry Hawaiian all the time, right?
Instagram. Shout out Hungry Hawaiian.
Hungry Hungry Hawaiian, Kooks of Hawaii.
Yeah.
All those Instagram, all those crazy homeless guys walking around naked. Imagine all of them get infected.
Multiply by 1,000.
We're done. The city is done.
The city is done.
The city is done. And all these guys, all these inconsiderate people walking around the town,
they're dead.
Done.
Dead. That's true, because I really do see town people killing town people.
Correct.
Right? Like, this is on the real, dude.
Right.
But I think in the countryside, as you go more country west, they're going to look out for the brothers and the sisters.
Right, they're more family oriented.
Yeah.
Imagine Hotel Street. Okay, imagine the homeless in Hotel Street. Somebody coming out of Bar 35, bite them. Well, then what? Then the guy bite the other guy. Then they go manifest, bite all those guys.
Manifest.
Then they go bite all the military hollies. A swarm. Done. Downtown is done.
Do each other's tight pants.
Right? And you can go lock yourself up at Murphy's all you want. Like Shaun of the Dead. Good luck, bruh. And I'm telling you, that will be the one thing that'll shut this city down.
So bottom line is, if there is a crisis, get out of town, bruh.
Zombies coming.
Zombies, disaster. So you better start visiting the West Side more, bruh.
I'll try.
We take you in, bruh.
Can I go for a ridge?
I'm going to say, hey, this guy right there, that guy, yeah, the hopper guy with the Japanese wife. Bring them in with the pets.
Okay, a wave.
Yeah, that guy.
So, you know,
I will be over there with Mila Kulovic.
Before,
come over here. Who?
Oh, Mila Jovovich.
Jovovich.
Close enough.
Same, bro.
It's like Rolovich. Rolovich. Okay, before we go break, I gotta. This popped into my head.
We need to do your recap.
Well, I don't even know what I had.
Oh crap! I gotta put up shirts. Oh no. Oh God!
Get your ready. Oh. I gotta bring this up because it's popping in my head, and this involves you and myself.
Oh, okay. This is a podcast.
This is back.
This is us.
This is us. I might cry as I tell you.
Oh, Rob,
back in early 2000s, okay, when we would do this same kind of talking any kind.
Yeah.
And we would go in and we'd hang out at UH and talk or any kind. Do you remember we had this idea of creating a zombie island? Do you remember this at all? We was gonna get G Spot, who at the time had all the money. We was going to get him to go and fly to Jamaica or Dominican or someplace and get the voodoo guy. Fly the voodoo guy back. We take him to Punch Bowl, bring up and resurrect the zombies.
Oh, hey.
Take him to Papakulea or take him to Kalaupapa and make the zombie island. And then we charge admission.
Oh,
and then people
can go. I forgot about this, bro.
Do you remember this at all?
I don't remember. I don't remember.
Okay.
I do remember now.
We talked about this where rich people can pay and then you get the gun and you go in there and you have a zombie apocalypse fun.
Wow,
with real zombies. And if you die, you're part of the stock.
Whoa.
You just remain there and you're like, okay, bro, we signed the waiver.
Oh,
and G-Spot was supposed to fund this whole thing and get the voodoo guy.
So that's when he was paying dollar every DJ.
He had plenty of money. So fast forward to 2018.
He had no money though.
Yeah.
So what are we going to do with him then?
We gonna get the guy brought up Frank, Hip Hop Time Machine gonna fund this party. And fast forward to now, we're talking about zombies again.
Wow, bro.
So that's it. That's all
we've been talking about zombies over 20 years.
Yeah, how about that, huh?
Wow. Does this make us like the Hawaiian George Romero or something?
Rest in peace, probably. Oh, yeah. But that story just popped into my head.
Bruh.
We were younger then.
Yeah.
So I don't wanna end on a solemn like this is us moment, but yeah. That's all I got.
Great story, bro.
What a break, bro.
All right. Sleep time's over. Captain Dakota's DJ Zach Moore, Season 8, Episode 1.
What are we calling this? 40 ounces.
40 zombies, bro.
40 zombies.
40 zombies and a...
And a mule.
40 zombies and a mule.
Great.
Zombie Island.
Sleep time's over. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Robert Casimiro. And when I'm not working out with my trainer, Aaron Sakai, all on fire, I'm listening to Sleep Times.
Over.
Over. What? Oh, I'm listening to Sleep Times Over with Cavill the Catalyst and DJ Zach Morse. Who's Zach Morse?
I don't know.
Hey, this is Glenn Medeiros, and you're listening to Sleep Times Over with Cavett the Catalyst and DJ Zach Morse. A wise gift to the world.
Sleep Time's Over is back with another banger.
Yeah.
Over, Season 8, Episode 1.
40 ounces.
40 ounces.
St. Ives. Mickey's.
40 acres on a mule.
What's the reason for 40 ounces? Is it just because it's hard liquor? Is it just harder beer? Is that what that is?
Well, it's because the bottle, right, is 40 ounces.
But I only remember drinking this like in high school. And then after that, no one drinks this.
Well, because it's the cheapest beer, right?
Is that it?
That's pretty much hood.
Okay, just clarification.
Yeah, 40 ounces, yeah.
Okay.
22, 24, right? 22, great. 24.
Shout out Blacklicious.
Shout out Blacklicious.
That we didn't say that drink was a song.
Four. Yeah, when was the last time you drank a 40?
High school.
The last time. You don't remember.
Yeah. Wow. Sophomore year? Junior year?
Oh, it was even legal, bro. Oh, it's so
I know, that's right. Cops coming. Let's go.
Kalani, bro. Kalani.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So that's the name of the show. Okay, yeah. So it's Take Time, Waste Time Topics.
You have a special guest, bro. Right?
And yes, for the YouTube people, audio people, you will hear her more.
Yeah.
But what was the official name?
Jay Bay.
Yes, that's right. That is right. She's the official music reviewer? Is it? Well, okay, the uniqueness to Jay Bay.
Yeah, okay, give the uniqueness.
Is that, and how old are you?
I am 21.
Now, let that sink in, everyone. She's 21 and she's going to help us review the hip-hop albums that come out.
Yeah.
And she has a vast amount of knowledge regarding this topic. And reason why, let's just go right off the bat. Favorite album of all time?
Illmatic.
How about it?
Wow.
How about it? Okay. So we'll get more into that in a bit. But first of all, what do we want to talk about in the beginning?
Talk about your, not mine, but your.
The your Houston Rockets. Rockets of July?
Your,
yes.
Houston Rockets of July.
You know, let me just say this, okay? I just want to make a statement. Real brief.
Well, okay. Statement speed.
Now, last night, we taped the show Wednesday. They defeated the Utah Mormons.
Yep.
And it was expected.
Shout out Donovan Mitchell.
Joe Ingles, bro.
Joe Ingles?
Joe Ingles is the man on that team. If it wasn't for Joe Ingles, they wouldn't be there.
Ricky Rubio.
He's injured. So
that's why.
Watch.
That's why they lost. I know he's injured.
Shut up. Listen to this right now, okay? I'm going to say, I'm not saying anything whether they're going to the NBA Finals or not.
Yeah, right.
Okay? But I'm going to give you my thoughts on how they're going to beat the Warriors. This is what's going
to
happen.
I need to hear this.
Okay. This is what's going to happen. The key matchup is going to be Harden and Klay Thompson. I'm sure this isn't a no-brainer. But that is going to be the thing that's going to kind of trickle down to everything else. Because Chris Paul and Curry will kind of non-factor each other out.
Okay.
They're both going to defend each other out. Well, Chris Paul is going to shut him down in a sense that he has not seen pretty much since his return.
Okay.
I think that's... And then the factor of the... Besides Klay Thompson and Harden is going to be the wing play. You have PJ Tucker, Ariza, Bamute. They're all going to be thrown at Mr. Kevin Durant.
Right.
And that is going to be the factor.
Right.
To neutralize him. Neutralize him.
Who's going to stop Draymond?
That is going to be... They're going to play the death lineup, which is going to be Draymond at the five. Right. So you put Draymond at the five, he'll be up against Clint Capella.
Right.
Clint Capella will be his most formidable test because Anthony Davis, they don't play him as a true five.
Right.
They play him up on the wing. Because right. Anthony Davis taking threes and all that.
Yeah.
True five should be in the paint, bruh.
Right.
So therefore, Clint Capella, he's going to be in the paint, banging away. And then you throw in Nene.
A great
Brazilian.
Yeah.
And maybe he's a little bit old, but he's still be in there 10 minutes, good enough. And then you have the bench that is going to be the carry. Brian Anderson, we have yet to see do anything yet.
Yeah.
He will be used in this. He will be used in the rotation. Gerald Green will be used in the rotation. Gerald Green is shoots as soon as he gets into the game.
Yeah.
He don't give a damn. So he's going to keep shooting away. And that is going to be another neutralizer to the Warriors bench. You have Nick Young. You have Livingston. Iguodala, who's getting up there in years. He's worse for wear. Iguodala's not the same Iguodala.
Prediction, brah.
It's going to go seven games.
Seven.
Wow. I think so.
And the home court will be in the city of Houston.
Okay.
I don't like to make predictions regarding my team.
Yeah.
But.
So you posted up on social media, you're going to go?
I humbly am going to look for tickets.
Nice.
And if it's not the Warriors series, if they go to the finals, I'm going to go. The tickets come out May 11th. I'm going to try and go to two games.
Oh, so you're not going to go to the conference finals. You're going to try to go to the finals.
I'm going to look at the conference finals and see what the ticket pricing is.
Right.
The trick is you want to buy off the arena. You don't want to buy off StubHub.
Yeah.
Right? But then there's another factor too that they, I don't know if people know this, is arenas do not sell to out-of-state people.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Toyota Center is only going to sell to within Texas, Oklahoma, New Orleans, that nature, because they don't want scalping. They don't want some guy from like Paris to come in and buy 100 tickets.
Makes sense.
So if Houston were to go to and play Cleveland, for example, I'm going to have a hard time getting tickets because I can't use my Hawaii address.
Oh.
I can use my Hawaii address for the Warriors because they're going to think I'm a Warriors fan.
Right.
So I'm in the Warriors region. So I can go. So a guy from Maine can't go to watch the Warriors Rockets game, right? So that is going to be a factor. And I've heard people buy the ticket and then they get denied at the door.
Wow.
So I don't want to go to the door and be like, eh, no can.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to cry. This is me.
You're going to cry, bro.
And then that's the situation. So there's a lot to think of, you know, Airbnb, you know, things of that nature.
I say you get the ticket, you just go, bro. No need car.
Wing them.
No need place to stay. You just end up at Houston. And you say, let's go, Rockets.
You say that. You show up.
Someone's going to be like, oh, you Rockets fan? Well, come on with me then.
Well, I don't know what the homeless population is in downtown Houston. But I'm probably going to be part. I'm going to be part of that. Well, a lot to figure out. Shout out to, and one final thing regarding this. Shout out to the people that I follow and who follow me on Instagram that are from Houston.
Huh.
All of them have asked me if I'm okay.
Oh.
They all message me. Oh, we heard about this volcano stuff. That's not you, right? You okay or what? I'm like, what? Thanks, man. People in Houston are good people. Yay. I'm going to say that right now. It's a good town. Not like that Bay Area, all them rubbish.
I just got to say one thing, bro.
Okay.
Nobody is a true fan of a team unless they go to the game like you.
You have to. You have to.
Right? I mean,
I've gone many times.
A lot of people talk. Maybe financial situations are not on point.
That's understandable.
Maybe if you have a family, kid. But if you're a single person, even if you have a minimum wage job, but if you claim to be a fan, right? And you have no other responsibilities, your ass should be there. It should be at least one game.
Make it a bucket list thing at least.
Oh, yeah. I mean, because you'll say they get into the finals. When's the next time, you know? There might be another time. There might not be another time.
Well, I've been going to these games in 2010. Okay, I went by myself to watch the Rockets, who had on their roster Kevin Martin, Courtney Lee, Louis Scola.
Wow. Okay,
and they were up against Kevin Love and Minnesota Timberwolves, and we got blown out. Okay,
ooh.
And I'm sitting there like, it was fun. So that's what I'm coming from.
Wow.
Okay, I've seen the
exciting
whole
exciting times for you then.
That was busy.
I believe you
come
went
cheer
up
on
that.
Kyle Lowry and the Houston Rockets. That was the time I was coming from. Okay, so
you went up for that game.
Because I just wanted to go.
Oh, that's cool.
So I've seen them play Minnesota. I've seen John Wall.
True fans.
I went
to
Clippers playoff games. Rockets and Clippers.
Wow.
Yeah, so you got to go. All sports. If you're a fan of any sport, you got to go.
Yeah.
Baseball, football, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, I told my wife, she thought it was crazy, if University of Hawaii basketball team makes it to the finals of the tournament.
In what? The...
Of the Big West tournament.
Okay, I was going to say, yeah, what tournament are you talking about?
No, yeah, NCAA.
If Slim and none.
Basketball team makes it to the finals of the tournament, I'm trying to find a ticket to go to Anaheim. Because Anaheim.
That's Anaheim.
Easy.
That's easy, yeah.
But of course, they didn't do it, so they saved me a lot of money. So thank you, UH, for sucking. Appreciate it. Got my back.
Well, granted, okay, yeah.
Because not like it's going to be sold out.
Well, are we going to talk about Toronto? Are we going to talk about Cleveland?
Wow.
And what's going on with Toronto?
God, Toronto lose money, bro.
Blow it up, right? Drake crying.
Everybody crying. Yeah. Show Drake on the team, blow it up, bro.
They need to blow it up. Speaking of
sandwiches on the team, blow them up.
Keep talking about blowing it up.
I say blow up. You blow up the Raptors. You get more draft picks. Well, Zach Morris is running in the street right now, and he's getting a sandwich. There you go. Thank you to the wifey, great wifey. Blow it up, bro. Blow up the Raptors. Power ready.
Blow it up.
If I was one of the Raptor players,
yeah,
I'd want to go on the Cleveland Cavaliers. Call up LeBron like, hey, LeBron, what's up?
LeBron ain't going to be there next year.
Hey, where you going next year? Hey, take me, yeah.
They cannot afford it.
They should take, I would totally do that. Hey, LeBron, where you going? You know what I mean? Like, the guy that's beating you up every year, call him up, say, where you going? Take me to.
Okay, I'll make a prediction right here.
Where's he going?
Because LeBron's going to talk about this all summer. LeBron going to take Paul George to LA.
No.
Yeah. Enjoy.
As a Laker fan, though,
Enjoy.
I can't say that I agree with that move. Yes, LeBron is great, but I feel like we have a lot of great talent already, a young core, and I feel like if you bring those two there, it's going to stunt their growth. And I've been a fan for a long time, so I've been waiting. We're in the rebuilding phase, and I feel like if you bring them over, yes, we do want another championship, but what about these young guys that we have on the team? Kuzma showing out. Ingram, even though he was out for a lot of the season, he has a lot of potential.
Yeah.
Okay. So all of them.
So we're going
to bring them over, and you inhibit their growth.
So the future of the Lakers is based off of these young guys. A city that is Hollywood, a city that wants stars, always talks about stars. Everybody coming to L.A. Now's the time they're finally going to go to L.A. And now not going to have this happen. You can still develop these guys. They still got Isaiah Thomas to deal with. Are they going to re-sign that?
I think if LeBron wins in Cleveland, which is, if he can win a title right now with a team he has, I said on social media, I said it on Facebook, if he wins, they're going to play the Celtics. If he beats the Celtics, and then if he beats either Houston or Warriors, he is the greatest basketball player of all time.
Oh, no doubt.
Because his team is garbage.
Yes.
He's trash. No,
all the people that don't like LeBron, LeBron is, you can't compare him to Jordan, but LeBron is the greatest player we've ever seen.
Yeah.
Because there's no guy that's in he's 34 years old.
Yeah.
He's playing better.
He played all 82 games, bro.
And he's gone to the finals 20 times in a row. He's been to the finals literally since 2010.
Yeah.
I mean, that's insane. Jordan's not going to do that.
Nah,
when Jordan leaves the Bulls, they still win 50 games.
Yeah.
When LeBron leaves the Cavs, they're a lottery team.
Yeah. The Bulls are still good.
Still relevant.
Yeah.
That's why this guy is something else, and I don't. All these people are just
no Pippen, no Jordan.
That's they're hating on him too much. They're not enjoying because when LeBron finally retires, then we're all gonna regret and look back at this great guy, and then people just gotta shut up.
Yeah, so anyway.
He's a sensitive guy. Granted, he's not a killer. He's not a Kobe. Like if I had to pick, I'd still pick Kobe to shoot the game winner than LeBron. But overall,
I think coming out of this year, if LeBron keeps killing him. I think I'm going to take LeBron over Kobe. Right now, Kobe all day.
But will he stay in Cleveland?
I think if he wins, he will. Because he's going to blow up the team. He's going to start getting all the boys up together again. You know, you come to me now, and they'll be good.
Well.
You're going to get the Raptors. Make the Raptors come to him. He's going to change sides, bro.
So you're going to take a bunch of Raptors on the team?
Yeah, grab one of those guys, bro. Lowry, come over here.
Paul George is going to be a Laker. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah,
Paul George and or LeBron will be like, Paul George is gone. Paul George is not going to stick around with that crazy nut.
Oh no,
Westbrook.
No.
OKC needs to trade Westbrook as well. OKC needs to.
Yeah,
pull
I think
that
they
up.
Do. I think they do.
He's
yeah.
done.
It's crazy. I think
trade him to Orlando.
And then the guy, what's his name? Melo just got to retire.
Melo got to get out of here.
He is one of the most lose money. Him and what's his name? Oh God, I forget his name already. Superman guy of center that lose money.
Dwight actually had a better year than Melo.
That's kind of true. He did actually.
Because Dwight is like hanging out and like hiding in Charlotte.
Yeah.
So nobody bothers him.
Yeah.
If you send Dwight to LA again, he will be all scared. I don't know, people thinking, looking at me. But that's the thing with him. So Melo can get out of here. Dwight's still got a couple more years.
Anyway, congratulations. Success.
Nothing yet.
No, that's what I'm saying. Future still, success for your team.
It's a lot of still stress.
I'm surprised you still got hair, bro. I don't want to stress you.
Well,
there's so much stress.
I am 40 now.
Hey.
A lot of stress.
Anyway.
But again, let's go into other stress.
Moving along.
What's going on in the music world?
Take time, waste time. We're going to go quick one into hip-hop, and then we're going to bounce into our final segment. Yep. We have some people coming to town. We're going to cover three take time, waste times. You guys let me know. First of all, New York rapper. I don't even call him a rapper. New York performer, New York entertainer, Tekashi 69. You guys know anything about him?
Oh, I know some stuff about him. What's the question?
He's in Hawaii right now. Performed at the beautiful Hawaiian Bryans.
Great facility.
Would you have got if you had free tickets?
Now, we talked about this off the air, okay? And you said that you would go.
If my situation was right, I would go, yeah.
You would go for
free tickets. Yeah, you want to see.
It would be, that's a Tuesday night?
Yep.
Now.
He's white boy on crack DMX, bro.
And he's hanging out at the sandbar, a bunch of like, you know.
Yahoos, that's.
Which Yahoos?
Bro, any kind.
Any kind. You saw the video?
I've seen it.
I would not go to this. Because there's
a just for seeing a trend. I noticed a lot of people did go. And if they paid, I don't know why you guys paid for it.
They did pay it probably. And they're going to go in there. Plus, you know, Hawaiian Bryans.
Young kids. Oh,
of course.
It's all 16 to 25.
It's all
hype
beasts. Yeah, all hypebeasts. Supreme gonna be there.
Everybody was wearing Yeezys.
Right.
You know what's gross? I seen grown men there. Like grown ass men. Like grown men. All wearing Yeezys and taking pictures with the dude. And I was like,
grown men.
Grown men.
Like gross. Is this like felt gross?
Post puberty or? Okay. What is a grown man? Like 40s?
Not a good like.
That cannot be.
30.
Really?
I was like, you guys are really there, dude. Like, it's kind of gross. Like, and you wearing Yeezys? Like, they all took pictures of their Yeezys?
So you're telling me you're going to go to this then after you just said that?
Oh, I'm going to go like this and stand in the back.
And what you going to do? You're gonna go like, wait,
oh, just look.
You're not going to go.
You said you wanted, like, when the car crash, you're going to look, right? Like, someone falls on their bike. Oh.
We watch briefly and then we leave.
It's the same. That's what I would do.
You're going to hang out for an hour?
No, I would go like, you probably go on at midnight, right? Since I know the venue, I'll be like, hey, what time are you going on? Okay. Go over there, stop in, wait for the hit song, and then bounce.
What is the hit song?
Well, yeah.
What is the hit song?
Up the Butt.
Billy or something.
Billy. The name of the song is Billy.
Something like that. I don't know.
Oh, no. I'm saying waste time. I'm
okay, next day.
Scoopity
scoop, scoop the dee woo. Kanye West, brah.
Take time, waste time. Kanye's not in a good place right now. Okay. Let's
speaking like you know.
Like,
right?
He's not
my friend.
In a good place.
Not a good place right now.
Clearly, the curse is real.
The curse is real, bro.
Run away. Run far away. Yeah. Tristan Thompson did, and they're coming after him. He can bring all his side piece, up piece, down piece, sling piece. They're coming.
They want him.
Kim is coming, and she's going to pull him out. So I don't know what you do. I don't know what you do at this point. He's getting liposuction.
Fam.
Which is fat reduction.
Fam.
Thanks for the clarification.
Opioids he's being addicted to.
Yeah. Oh, he blames everybody but himself.
Where he needs like some type of intervention. T.I. tried to intervene. That didn't go anywhere. You heard about that?
Yeah.
Went to his house.
Not gonna happen, bruh.
Nothing's gonna happen.
He's always just with a Kardashian. You cursed.
Okay, so then
you cut the boto off, you do the drugs and the Skittles with the hookers, you go liposuction, painkillers. Dude.
That's it. 69.
Rob, yeah. Came all fat. Then he go curse. Marry China White, China Black, have kids with her.
James Harden.
We
can go down the line.
He got, you know.
They all dated the Kardashians and they had
terrible
crap.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Right? What was the one guy that married Kardashian for a day? What was the one guy?
Chris Humphries.
Oh, Chris Humphries, yeah.
Chris Humphries, yes.
Yeah, he got better, actually. He peaced out.
Where is he now? He's working I-9 selling weed somewhere.
He's still in the league, bro. He's still in the league. Chris
Google
Humphries
that
is still
right
in the
now.
League.
Humphries is out.
Chris Humphries
okay?
In the league.
I'm going to tell you this. You get out of there.
Chris
don't
Humphries,
date any of these.
Basketball team.
Great. You got Siri come in, chime in? Don't date a Kardashian.
Chris Humphries, basketball team.
Forget it. Like a great man said long ago, his name is Joe Harden. He said to Tristan Thompson, run. Get out of here. What are you looking up?
Look it up.
You think Chris Humphries is still in the league?
That's why they didn't give you an answer, because he's not on one.
Oh. Chris Humphries out of the league.
He should be.
There you go. You see? NBA rolling in their grave, Ernie.
Here we go.
What are you actually looking this up? It's loading? You got Wi-Fi? Forget it. You know what? Bottom line is this. You know, to anyone out there listening while he's Googling, in our next Patreon mix, I'm going to be doing a Enough Already Volume 1, the best of Kanye and Common.
Yay.
Where I'm going to mix only Kanye and Common songs, and then I'm never going to play them ever again. Coming soon. It's going to be called Enough Already Volume 1. What do you think of that?
Dig it.
You think that's good? This will be I'm going to play all the Kanye, the good ones, I guess.
Just playing for the Common. Hawks, bro. There you go, bro.
Wait, what?
He's playing for the Hawks.
He's
bruh.
Not playing for the Hawks.
It says it right there.
What year?
Just finished. What are you talking about?
Still active.
Get his exit interview. He's all right. He's like, I enjoy
okay,
it here.
He's okay.
Forget it. So what do you think of that? I just mentioned to, as you're looking up to JBB, the Kanye Common Enough Already Volume 1.
That's great. Let me go.
Never to be played for again. Now, I've been playing out lately.
Yeah.
I'm not going to play any.
Wow.
You can't play Kanye songs out anyway. I'm not going to play The Light anymore.
Oh, sad. I'm not gonna play it, bro.
If the money's right, maybe. But I'm not playing anymore. I'm tired of Common. Wow. I'm tired of Kanye. I'm tired of Microsoft.
Bro.
I'm tired of him talking about evolutions and animation and all this stuff.
Stop
no one cares.
With that already.
Let's go build a temple up from CGI. I don't give a damn.
Yeah.
All right? Common can get out of here. Okay, what you got next?
Okay, next. Last one. Childish Gambino.
Yes. SNL?
SNL? I didn't get to see that yet.
You didn't see that?
Great.
Excellent. He's the next takeoff. He's going to take off.
You see the video, though, for This Is America.
Video is entertaining. I think he's going to go off into a more harder-edged version of Drake, where he's going to be an all-around triple-threat entertainer, can do comedy, can do acting, and all these kind of things, dude, but guy, a harder edge.
He can do everything, dude. He can act. He can sing.
Yeah.
Rap.
His SNL was great.
Dance. Act. He's going to be freaking Lando.
He's going to do
great. Legend,
did you
bro.
See the SNL with Gambino?
No, I haven't.
I tell you what, everyone.
His name is Donald Glover, which is a great name.
Yes.
He is not, what's his name? Danny Glover's dad. Yeah. Like that? I'm just saying, yeah, he's the next big guy. He's the next big thing.
Who do you take, him or Kendrick?
Gambino.
Oh, nice.
For the long run.
Because he's got more talent. He's got more things he can delve into. Kendrick, he's just going to be this hard-edged guy, political guy.
Right.
Can he do acting? Can he do other types of things? You know, I think he's... Once this solo movie comes out, that's going to blow him up. And you're going to see him probably in some kind of lead role next.
Oh, yeah.
Right? He's got the look. He's got the presence.
But you ever notice after every performance, Gambino, he doesn't smile or react to anything?
Yeah, right.
I'm trying to figure, is that an act?
That's an act.
It's almost like he's want to say, like, F. It's almost like I performed and, like...
Yes.
I'm not amused.
Yes.
Yeah, I know you are, but I'm not.
No, that's an act. He knows what he's doing.
Okay, that's what I figured.
Because he did that on SNL.
He does that every show.
And he's doing his dancing. If you remember, the This Is America video, he's doing all the dancing.
Yeah.
And he's smiling away.
Oh, yeah.
And then everybody claps.
Yeah, it's
that's
just
the
like,
thing. That's his gimmick.
I'm like, wow.
No, he's playing the game.
Right.
He's playing the game. And he's
well, you know how he got his name, right?
Yeah, the Wu-Tang generator. Yes.
So even that, even that. the start of it all is amazing. The fact that he's like got his name off the Wu-Tang name.
Jim. Right. All of his videos have been entertaining. If you looked at the past catalog of music videos, it's good. So, take Shout time out. On Gambino. Yes, he's a good guy.
Okay.
All right. And speaking of men.
Men. We don't have to talk about them.
Let's not talk about
Let's
men.
Let's not talk
men.
About
men. Men is waste time. I tell
waste
you what.
Waste time.
Keep going.
Oh, from a man. Money men is waste time.
Men is waste time from a man. Okay. So, speaking of men. And... That's a topic that comes up a lot. We're gonna
right.
Not about men in other ways, but men as far as musically.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's time for the name of this would be Hip Hop Album Reviews. Hip Hop Albums.
Yeah, for now.
For now. It's called For Now.
For Now.
For Now.
So J.B. Bay is here.
Yeah.
And let's go into, you're going to review two albums for us. We're going to review an old one and a new one.
Hey.
And the old one is Nas.
Yes.
Illmatic. And reason for that is why? That is your...
One of my favorite hip-hop albums ever.
There you go. How about it?
We reviewed it, right? We've talked about it a few times on
yes.
the show.
Yes, we
worthy
have.
Of many topics of conversation, honestly.
Yes.
Yes, especially just what? Turned 24 years?
That is correct.
Last month? Yeah.
Yes.
See, older than that? Me. Older than me.
How about it? You see? You
good
see
music,
how this works?
Bro. There is hope in this world.
You see how this works? Yes.
You should run for president.
One thing at a time. So being the fact that you're 21 and you're appreciating Nas Illmatic, that is just an amazing thing. Favorite song on Illmatic?
Ooh,
you can't hit me with just one.
Oh, wow. That's a great answer.
Yeah,
how about that?
But you have to.
Okay.
If you had to go with just the one, I would say New York State of Mind as the one.
Oh, how about that?
Yes. But I also like It Ain't Hard to Tell and The World Is Yours.
Worst song on the album. Not worst song. What is your one like
least listened to song on the album?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I got one.
I got one. I think we talked about it.
I feel like there's a right answer now.
There's no right or wrong
answer. There's no right or wrong.
It's just the one song that you're like, skip.
There's only nine of them, so it's like.
There's one that I always like,
One Time for Your Mind. I don't really.
Yeah.
Really? You like One Time for Your Mind?
It's all right.
I feel like the title of it is like, ooh, I want to listen to that. But when you do, it's like.
It's kind of generic. If it, you know, One Time for Your Mind. One, I mean,
but that's the error, though.
But yeah, but considering all of the brilliance that's in the rest of the album, it seems like it's a total album cut.
That's a New York total, cut right there.
It is, but
One Time for Your Mind. That's the best. Dude.
It's a filler song, though.
No, it's not.
You're not gonna release that as a single.
I guarantee you that.
No,
you can't deny that. In that day and age.
You would.
You release it as a single, it'd be hot.
Yes. Well, okay, so then what? Represent?
Well, no.
As a bad song?
No.
Memory Lane.
Yeah, Memory Lane.
That's Memory Lane is a bad one. Okay.
Not a bad one. That's my least.
Listened to song.
The one I would skip over to get to the last song. Because it's always the second
one.
Yeah.
I got it.
The World Is Yours is the last one, right?
Yeah.
World Is Yours is kind of waste time.
Oh, for real?
It's kind of boring. It's okay. The video was boring. I didn't like the video.
Wow, I never heard anybody in my
life
say
World Is Yours was boring. I feel like that's one of the... Yeah.
I mean, looks...
Hot takes.
That's like
today.
One of the
hot
most
takes.
Mainstream. That's like his mainstream song.
That was a mainstream song. Well, I mean, Life's a Bitch is a good song.
Yeah.
That's a great song.
Represents a good song. That's the DJ Premier beat. I mean, we're comparing things that aren't really... This is a 5-mic album.
Simple question. One track you skip over, mine's Memory Lane. Yours is One Time,
One
right?
Time for Your Mind. It in the realm of 94, with all of that New York kind of sounding stuff that came out, I would just listen to Gangstar if that was the case.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd be like, One Time, I skip, go to the next one, go to the streets.
Can.
Okay, so yeah, so that's...
Five mics.
So yeah, this is how many mics, Jerry?
Five mics.
Okay, yes. Got it.
No debate. Five mics.
Okay, got it. Got it.
Right.
And with that said, then, what is the new album that you are going to throw at us this week, this time? What's happening here?
Wait, before we get to that, I have a question. So if you used to turn on somebody that's under 25 to the Never Heard, which I know a lot of young adults never heard, or teens never heard Nas's. I mean, kind of crazy that they never did it, but I'm sure there's a lot. What would be the one track you'd say, hey, listen to... they heard all these new Nas. Let's say they had never heard the old Nas. So they're like, what was the one track from Illmatic you'd be like, hey, listen to this?
Oh, okay. Good question. Yeah.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Mine's still in New York State of Mind.
So your homegirl that didn't know Nas.
Yeah.
Right. Old Nas. You'd be like, oh, hey, listen to this one. And then you think this is the one that'd be a good introduction.
Oh, your friends your age. You'd be like, hey, gals.
Hey,
gals. State of Mind right here. Let's go.
State of Mind.
Would that be it? That be the song to go to?
Well, what's the goal of me showing them this one song? Is it to get them to listen to more Nas? Is it for me to get them a better feel? I think for me, it would still be New York State of Mind. You know, you still have... Yeah, no matter what. Because, I mean, I'm not going to turn them on to like one of the more mainstreamy ones that I don't feel are more Nas. If that's a thing, you know what I mean?
Okay.
So I would still stick with that.
Okay. No, good answer. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Any other questions? That was a good one.
Okay, here's a quiz. A quick quiz, okay?
Oh, man.
Where was the vocal sample at the introduction from? What hip-hop movie was that from?
That's a good one.
It's a hard one.
The intro to the album.
Intro to the album, right?
There's not a song, talking. But it's just the people talking.
Has the sample in the bag, the train. No, not that part, but...
That was horrible, but... The intro.
The intro.
Oh, where's this? There's a sample from a movie, an iconic hip hop movie.
Yes.
That was used.
Okay.
I feel like at one point I did know this, and I'm not gonna.
For you.
I'm not gonna front. It's not coming to mind right now. Educate me.
You want a clue?
I mean, I don't blame you, man. You're 21 years old. It's tough.
Exactly. We're giving you a really hard question.
Well, I bet if you told me, then I'd be like, yes, that's it. But like right now, it's just really not coming to mind.
What about this? A to the K, A to the mother effing. What is that from?
You know.
Don't touch the third rail.
We are all graffiti writers.
All right.
I'm not even like this. It's fine.
No, forget it. It was Wild Style.
Yes, I have.
Right? Busy Bee, Chief Rocker.
Yes.
I can't even fault you for that.
That is a super hard question. Good Lord.
Well, I mean, you know, it's one of those ones. I have a feeling you knew it, though.
Yes, I just...
The right time, you're like, yes.
Right.
It's a great movie, though.
Great movie, yes.
Badly edited, but great movie.
Yeah, it didn't work. It worked for the 80s. Bad Five Freddy, don't blame him.
Oh.
Yes, so. Okay.
Anyway, moving along.
It's now time. What is the new of the week? What is the new album you want to showcase, tell us about this week?
So I chose Logic's Bobby Tarantino 2. It did come out a couple months ago. So, I don't know if you've heard it at all. Are you guys familiar with Logic?
Familiar with Logic, yes.
Yes, we know.
We didn't hear the album, though.
We didn't hear this album. Yeah, so both of us have not heard this.
Okay.
So, this is telling us what's going on here, because we only know about him talking about suicide. So.
See, okay, that's the thing. I feel like that's a lot of people who didn't know Mixtape Logic. That's their impression of him, especially with his last album, Everybody. It's very preachy, kind of route, especially like. Very conscious, and not saying that that's a bad thing, but that's their perception of him, and that's actually a more new image of him. He started off as more, it's called, his alter ego is Young Sinatra.
Okay.
Yes, back in mixtape days. So this is kind of more taking that route of a mixtape Logic, and it opens up, which I think is pretty interesting. I don't know if you guys ever heard of the show Rick and Morty.
Yes.
But they
yes.
do, yeah, they do a skit in the beginning, and he's like, yo, like Logic, like we don't want any of that conscious stuff. We want stuff that we could turn up to. Like, we don't want album Logic. We want mixtape Logic. Mixtape Logic.
Okay.
So this is more down that road.
Okay.
And I'd say the top tracks on there were 44 More, and that's kind of like a sequel to what was on the last one. It's called 44 Bars, and it's
okay.
just as it says. Both very good tracks. Indica Badu with Wiz Khalifa on there. Very okay, wavy yes. song. I like that one a lot. And Warm It Up, which features his alter ego Young Sinatra on it. So if you look at who the artists are, it's Logic and Young Sinatra.
Oh.
Well, I see Indica Badu here. It's got a star next to it. So that means it's a hit of
yes.
some sort. So should we start with that? Should I play that?
I think so.
Let's play. Okay, Kevin, you ready for this?
Ready for this. Ready for right. Logic. So Young Sinatra is more of his what style?
It's more suave.
Suave.
Yeah, but then Sinatra. He has Bobby Tarantino, which is the carefree,
right.
kind of like say whatever I want kind
okay,
of thing.
Okay.
Right. Because remember Bobby Valentino? Sorry.
Yeah. Which track is this?
This is Indica Badu.
Indica Badu, yes. Shout out to Erykah Badu in this. Is this like a homage to Erykah Badu? Is that the name why
bit.
They call it
yeah,
this?
Produced by Six and DJ Khalil.
Okay.
It was about weed, I'm assuming?
Yeah.
How's Wiz on this track?
His wrist kills, I think.
Oh, okay. Production is great.
Mm-hmm.
Production is great.
That's one thing I gotta say about Logic. I mean,
yeah.
I will say he's very corny sometimes, but his beat production and his flow is always.
Okay, yeah, I know that.
For the car. This
yeah,
is for the
exactly.
car song. Yeah.
This is like what I listen to on the way home.
That's right, yeah. You're thinking about life.
Yep.
Thinking about, you know, if you're coming or going, right?
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. Okay.
Hey, go to Wiz. Go to
yeah.
Go to Wiz?
Yeah, keep going to Wiz.
Go to
your
Wiz,
yeah.
bro.
Go to Wiz. There you go. It's Khalifa. Still in the game.
Still talking about the same things.
Yeah,
it works for him.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
I'm glad that you recognize
yeah.
that. Because I keep saying that, like, dude.
I don't know how he's made a career off of talking
yeah.
about it.
I mean, it's a timeless tradition.
Yeah,
you know?
I guess so. Yeah. But yeah, so between 4-4 More, Indica Badu, and Warm It Up, those are
okay.
the ones that I feel are the strongest ones. They feel a little bit less
okay.
unforced. Some of the other ones. Kind of.
Okay,
yeah.
So 44 More is another one you,
yes.
you like? Let's go with that.
Let's go to that. Go to that. So far, so good. Well, Illmind, co-produced with Six.
This is for 44 More?
Yeah.
Illmind is
the... Illmind. Shout out, Illmind.
I can drive around to this, right? Yeah. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
What
do you think? Definitely Bobby Tarantino.
Yep.
When you just say finna 4 or 5 times.
Yeah.
That was logic, nah.
Yeah.
No.
This is the song you do at the concert, man.
Yep. So on this this album,
yeah.
he coins it conscious trap.
Conscious trap.
Yeah.
How about that?
So if you didn't have enough subgenres under hip hop, there's
Big Sean
conscious...
on the track too.
Yeah, what's the Big Sean track? Is that any good?
I'm not a huge fan of it, and I'm a Big Sean fan. And I'm not a fan of that track together. Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah, he had two chains on the track?
Yeah, he had a couple of those State features, of but...
Well, this is really Bobby Tarantino. Yeah. Right? This is straight...
If we're going to listen to one more, I would say the other one. Warm It Up, but go up to Warm Up.
Hey, Frank Dukes is on here.
Warm It Up?
Yeah.
Like, Frank, with Saint Sinatra, okay.
Frank Dukes produced a track.
No, wow. Young Sinatra. Yeah. Okay, and then kind of go.
Okay. We're going to go into like a minute in?
Yeah.
Just warm it up.
Yeah. There you go. It's the AZ right there. That's the AZ lines from Life's a Bitch.
Yep.
This is nice. This is like, you know, the old people can get into this, I think.
Yeah.
Right? This is like some boom bap type of situation here, right?
It's funny because he has a track on there called Boom Bap Protocol, but I feel like that's more of like a Travis Scott kind, so I didn't see that one, but...
This is good.
This is Young Sinatra right now, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
And he comes back with Tarantino.
Yeah.
The next verse is like Tarantino stays.
Oh, no, this is, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Because it sounds way more like, yeah.
You know what?
I just wish someone from Hawaii would rap.
I like it. Well,
yeah.
This is nice. Okay, we listened to three.
Yes.
I would listen to this further. This would make me want to listen to this further. What do you think?
Yeah, definitely. I'll listen.
This is like driving around music. Drive to the market, drive to the bank. You know?
That you're an old man, bro.
Hello. No, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, but this
drive to the market, drive to the bank. It was needless to
logic. Running errands.
To the when I'm running errands. Where else are we going to be driving to? What, the hood?
Nah, I'll listen
I'm
to
saying
that.
Is this. This is
running. Or listen to that, you know, at the beach.
Well, they listen to music when they run.
Listen to that when so, like,
I'm just saying this is a good overall something to bring in to showcase to all the crabby old people.
How many mics, bro?
Based off the three songs.
Yeah, based off the three songs.
We'll get your mics, my mics, and we'll end up with her mics because that's what matters.
Based off the three. And just like a minute each of all.
Yeah. I mean, it's real judgmental right now, but I mean.
Well, this I enjoy. This was this the Young Sinatra one. I give that 4.
Mm-hmm.
The previous one was the 44 more.
Yeah.
That was good too. You know what? I'm gonna give 4 all the way down. For the three.
Okay.
Based off of the three songs heard, all three were delightful.
Oh, nice. Delightful.
How about
delightful.
That? Huh? Put that word into the vernacular hip hop. 4 mics.
You're not dope. You're delightful.
You're delightful. Okay, bro.
How do you take that?
Well, okay, what do you got? What mics you got?
3.5 mics, bro.
3.5 mics, okay.
Only because Logic voice is still irritating to me. I respect his pen. I respect his flow.
Yeah.
I respect his hustle. Mm. I respect him being in the game. He's not whack.
Yeah.
Difference. But you know, his voice is just, after a while.
It's kind of like Kendrick's voice then. You're not
Kendrick's voice sometimes is irritating too.
Okay.
But I'm not saying that though. There's no way whack. There's no way.
All right.
It's just like listening to an album full of Kendrick and Logic.
Yeah.
It's almost like, I got to be in the mood. You know what I mean? Yeah. I listen to certain songs. That's why hearing the Wiz track, and I'm not even a fan of Wiz. That's why I wanted to hear Wiz because I'm like, it equals out, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
But I like he has Alter Egos because he does drop a little. Even more baritone when he does the hard, you know, the hard stuff.
No, that works.
I mean, at 3.5 mics, it's a good album though. Production wise, on point.
Well, I would want to hear the rest of it. Yeah, yes. Yeah.
But sometimes, you know, a lot of the younger MCs now, they hide behind rapping fast. So I like to listen to it to just hear the content.
Okay.
And his content is good.
Oh yeah,
even though he raps fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got it.
But yeah, that's just me. But,
okay.
3.5 mics.
Okay, so then. You listen to the whole thing?
I listen to the whole thing.
And what? What's the deal?
I'm with him on the 3.5 mics.
What? Okay.
Yes, 3.5 mics. And that's not to say that I don't think you guys should listen to it further. I think it just, like the rest of the tracks, kind of just play a little bit too much into the conscious trap. And it's very repetitive. And it's kind of that kind of thing. And
well, you did mention that you're a fan of Big Sean, but you didn't like the song with Big Sean on it.
No, I didn't.
So that is going to probably bring this down.
Oh, yeah.
Along with other... We bypassed a lot.
Wow, yeah, we did. I mean, And that's hard for me because I really like Big Sean, but I wasn't feeling it. I mean, okay. Other people will say different. I just don't really like, I don't think the combo.
The chemistry
of them was a little bit off. And I mean, his verse is good, but I just didn't like them together, you know?
Okay.
But yeah, 3.5 mics. Yeah, I still definitely think it's worth listening to, but, okay. But I think when you listen to any album, you have to think about what the audience is for, what is the topic at hand. If you come into listening to, say, if you want to go and listen to Illmatic, but you're thinking in like a Bobby Tarantino, of course you're not going to enjoy it. So I think it's like before you listen to any album, you just need to like reset and be like, what am I getting ready to listen to?
Right.
And take it as it's supposed to be given, you know what I mean?
That's very true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotta do that.
Yeah. So I have a question for you guys, though.
Hey!
Switch it up. So I mentioned to you guys, Young Sinatra and Bobby Tarantino are kind of Logic's alter egos. What is your guys' take on rappers having alter egos? You know, you have Eminem with Slim Shady, you have Nicki Minaj with Roman Polanski or whatever it is. Even Beyonce, not even a rapper, she has her Sasha Fierce. So what is your take on having alter egos? Do you think it's necessary for people to channel those other parts of their lives?
It's trendy, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
It's been going on since back in the 90s.
I enjoy it. I like when artists can do that.
It's just another form of entertainment. And that we just take it. If the guy takes it too seriously, then that can be a problem. It turns into cheese.
So do you think it's more for the artists themselves or to make it more digestible for the crowds that are used to maybe one thing, but then an artist wants to showcase another?
What you mentioned earlier, where you want to get your mindset ready for a certain album at a certain time, that artist can now use that alias and do a whole totally different thing, such as this.
Yeah. And combination of both.
Yeah. And be like, okay, audience, you're my fans, but I'm going to do something different now.
Yeah.
And this is what my name is going to be when I do something different now.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like to make sure that we don't scare off the fan base.
Okay.
You know? It's a combination of creativity outlet and marketing and promoting.
Yes.
Right? Like, people like the nerdy Logic and the wordy Logic, and then maybe he did one track that's like, you know, Tarantino. He's like, oh, that works. Maybe I should do a whole album.
Yeah.
Right.
I can get a whole bunch of fans.
Mm-hmm.
So I can see that as a marketing money play, just like a bigger fan base, that kind of angle, and add to your catalog.
Right. It's like a spinoff show.
Yeah.
It's like,
I'm for it. Cosmic
Show had a different world. It's like you're just different. You disperse the fan base. You still get the same money, and that's it. So
I think that's great.
So be it.
Just do it right. You got to do it nice.
And you have to do it right. Yeah. Yes.
Because to me, I think Logic didn't even need to split his alter egos.
Because
to me, it still is Logic.
Right.
Like his alter egos isn't drastic.
It's not.
It just sounds like he just, and that's why I think where he might have did it wrong, where he should have just more maybe shaped the songs and the beats towards a certain feel and subject. That way it just shows his, you know, like how, Gambino can sing his ass off, right? Like,
yeah.
But he doesn't separate the two. He just, it is what it is.
It is what it is.
He's an artist, so.
You're getting the full package.
Yeah,
full package
he'll sing, and he's acceptable. He'll rap.
Even Drake.
And
Drake is a great one. You have his.
He sings, he's sad, he's happy, all this kind of stuff.
All on one album, but you don't get, like, Drake the singer, Drake the
That's
rapper.
What I'm saying, like.
That just shows they're a little bit, that's why Drake and Gambino is that much more than Logic.
Yes.
So, you know, Logic needs to separate it. But the thing is, like, you picked it up the same way. He didn't need to separate anything.
Yeah.
Could have just did both of those alter egos and just be Logic rapping about this topic. You know? Because, like, if you're rapping about suicide, you're not going to be like, yeah, man, I got the guns.
That's what I'm saying. Like, is it necessary? And, and people are people, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, you're not doing this one thing your whole life. There's other aspects to your life. And it's like, when you separate that, it's like, okay, like, you know what I mean? But
That aspect, then I say, don't do it.
you come
with that angle,
That's right.
Just be who you are on that album. Unless you come with a total alter ego.
Exactly.
Totally
like MF Doom. Then it's like mask, weight, voice,
everything.
Content, beats.
Different character.
Years apart. Right. Like, he's no longer
that
dude. He's this dude. Then it's like, that's awesome. So
no, that's a good point to
that's
be
a
made.
That's a great question.
Wow.
You are by far the best guest we've had.
Wow.
Thank you.
Wow. And coming from him?
And we have great guests, but I mean, that's a great question. Ever anybody ask us questions like that?
Nobody really asks us anything.
Yeah, they just be like, okay, shoes, give me off this thing.
No one cares what we, yeah.
Give me off this
But program. Someone does care.
Yeah. Hey!
All right, so that's right. So I'd like to thank you. That's it. Don't
thank
break anything.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Jamie Bay is here.
Thank you.
We don't have a name for this thing.
Album reviews. Not a cool name.
What was it called? For score? What was it?
No, for now.
For now. Whatever. All right, let's get out of here. That's it. Shout out to sponsors to end it out. Let's do it again. Let's go Earl Kai McKee.
Shout out to Honolulu Club, 7th floor.
It's on the 7th floor.
On the 7th floor.
JB Bay knows where that is.
Yeah.
And we have Square Barrels.
Yes.
Go over there. Take a picture of you eating at Square Barrels.
Yeah. Oh.
Let's try it.
Try it, yeah.
And let's try we got to announce the contest.
Oh, tell the people the contest.
Can't fun it.
Hurry up, I'm going to pick up the shirts already.
Okay, let's go. The contest.
Oh, yeah, by the way, the shirts are in, people.
Hey.
Good luck.
So I got to pick them up.
All right. So the contest is, if you write us a review on iTunes, if you subscribe to the YouTube channel, by episode 3? By episode 3, which will be in a few weeks, we're going to look at tabulate all those guys, and then we're going to pick 5 winners. And then those 5 winners will get stickers.
Get a little gift bag. Yeah, but
the one winner, we're going to pick a grand prize winner.
Yes.
And that person is going to humbly... be taken out for lunch.
Yeah.
We're going to take them out to lunch.
One of the many establishments we've talked about.
Bob's Barbecue, Kemoku Seafood.
So if you're not allergic to seafood, then go Kemoku Seafood.
Well, Helena's maybe. We'll go
there. Oh, bro.
I just went there yesterday.
Well, see? You see how that works? She just went there. We can go to Richie's. But we'll take them out. Or we can bring the food here. We'll eat at Light Sleeper Store.
We'll record ourselves eating.
We can record ourselves eating. We can go to a stadium park, sit over there,
talk
to the homeless, to everybody.
Plenty stuff over there.
Winner will get food. We're going to take you out to eat. How about that?
That doesn't
sell anything, I don't know what.
So make sure you subscribe on YouTube.
Write a review on iTunes.
Yes.
Or you know what? Take a picture at Square Barrels eating.
Oh, yeah. Any one of those.
We'll put that as an option.
All three.
We'll put the main ones would be the review on iTunes and subscribe to YouTube.
Yeah.
If you take the picture at Square Barrels, that puts you in a second tier to be closer
to
the
two winner. Entries.
Two entries, yes. There you go. Good. Thank you for saving me on that one. Yes. All right. That's it.
So if you want to eat with us, you can do it for free.
I know that sounds exciting.
Yeah. Like, well, yeah, I really do want to eat with Kevin and Zach.
Yeah. Enjoy.
Free food, bro.
That's true, right? Yeah. The hip hop peepers, they love free food.
Hip hop peepers love it.
Never mind.
Thank you, Jay Baby.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Great reviews. Very inquisitive and great to get a perspective from the younger generation. Sleep Time's Over, Season 8, Episode 1.
40s all day.
40s all day. 40 for 40.
There you go.
Shout out to Mark McGuire.
Jay-Z.
Shout out to San Jose. Jose Canseco.
Forget it. Get out of here.
Shout out to Sammy Sosa.
Shout out to Shut Up.
Shout out to Logic. Shout out to Nas. Great. I know you're watching. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Okay. No. Hey.
Then caught a shocker when my supervisor said you're dismissed. Now as I stare at my last check, now my mind is stressed and depressed. I felt relief, STIDES, yes, with a little excess, less still worry. Why go job hunting today when I can't sit back and smoke this sack and drink and feel my problems shrink away? And by now, the rent's due in 2 weeks, but inside my mind, it's just another problem who can delete. I got evicted to the point where the court martial came to my door and said, get this kid, get your bags and split, you don't live here no more. And now I'm ass out, I'm so down hungry, I feel like I'm gonna pass out. I asked my brother for a handout and he hooked me, though I knew he had doubts, and rightfully so, cause I had new shit to deal with. I'm so confused, I've no control of my life, I think I'll get lit. So as my problems compile, I steady smile, oh yeah. Tipping on that 40 ounce, this leads me to a path of nowhere. So as I think about tomorrow, I hesitate and say, a 40 ounce for breakfast to get me through the day.
Thank you for listening to Sleep Time's Over. Time's over. No sleeping tonight.